Rasklad, Barnaboy.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
This week, in honor of Cinco de Mayo, we're all about Mexico. We're reviewing new artists that we're very excited about, from punk rock to indie pop, and a newer style known as Ruido Son.
And I'm excited because we've got some fantastic up-and-coming Mexican women who are making noise. So, without further ado,
Mexico Lindo, this one is for you. This is Alt Latino.
Toy Selecta. This is the song Half Colombian, Half Mexican Bandit. And Felix, you are getting really deep into the whole electronica dance movement. So tell me about this.
You know, Toy Selecta is a name that's been popping up when I really started getting into Latin alternative music or rock and Espanol. He's from Monterrey, Mexico, which is in the north. But when I was there a few years ago to do a series of stories on Latin alternative, he wasn't there, but his name kept popping up again in conversations. And he's like any number of these other DJs, but with a very distinct stamp of very Mexicanness on mixing existing songs and with different rhythms and stuff. I love that name of the album, Mex Machine. I love it.
He's actually pretty well known here in the U.S. He does remixes of like really high profile artists, from Lil Wayne to Calle 13. So good pick.
Very talented, a lot of fun. Mex Machine. Here we go. Some more.
So for those of us who are not Mexican or Mexican-American, talk to me about the importance of Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, a lot of times, I think, is misidentified as Mexican Independence Day, which it's not. That's September 16th. Cinco de Mayo is a holiday that was basically established after California and the Southwest became part of the United States. Without getting into too much history and making this a history podcast, once the entire Southwest was part of the United States, what Mexicans did that were still living in places like Los Angeles, because in Los Angeles in 1847, 1848, it was a town of like 4,000 people, which was a big town back then. And they were mostly Mexicans because it was part of Mexico.
Right.
Interestingly, it was very diverse. There were some African people there. There were mestizos. There were Spanish. There were white settlers from the east coast of the United States. It was a really diverse city in 1847. So then when it changed hands and then the people were like lamenting that they were no longer part of Mexico, what they did was they established a holiday to celebrate their Mexican heritage, still recognizing they were part of the United States, but celebrating their Mexicanness. That's what the Cinco de Mayo holiday is all about.
So in a similar vein, why don't we move on to an artist you also picked who was mentored by Toy Selecta. He is also a Mexican DJ. His name is DJ Santos.
Yeah. You know, I picked this track because I really like the banda influence. You can almost hear the tubas and see the cowboy hats and the boots. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I always say I really totally respect banda and ranchera and Tex-Mex. It's not something that I get into. I don't know. This gave me a migraine.
It's an acquired taste, definitely. You know, and it's not something I put on the house and just listen to.
Did you hear banda when you were growing
up? Well, you know, banda came about much later. Every small little town in Mexico has a municipal band, and they play in the little plaza in the center of town, and they have tubas, they have, like, they play polka music, they play different things, almost like marching band music sometimes, but then it's evolved into something else. So banda developed in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, as a takeoff on that. So it wasn't around when I was a kid. It was strictly accordions and bajo sextos, which is a guitar instrument, a lot of different style. This is completely different. And it came about because a lot of people were coming in from Mexico a lot more in the 80s, and they were bringing this music on cassettes and 8-tracks
banda.
And stuff.
Banda.
The, okay. You know, the polka. Bum, 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 bum,
okay,
bum.
Let's hear that. And so what this is something that started a couple of years ago called Ruido Son, which, you know, comes from ruido, which is noise. So it's almost like ruckus music. And what it does, it samples like traditional cumbia, regional Mexican music, like you mentioned, Felix, banda sinaloense, and it fuses this with electronica. And
I think it rocks. I really like it.
So I want to ask you a question, actually,
okay.
Because, you know, we talk a lot on this show about fusing the old and the new, which this is definitely an example of. You've talked about how when you were growing up, for example, because of political circumstances and social circumstances, Spanish was not spoken around the house. And this was kind of like a rule. This was like a defense mechanism.
Correct.
And I'm wondering, was there something similar with music? Was it like Latin music is not listened to in the house?
Right. The language thing, like, for example, people of my parents' generation, both my parents were born here in the United States, so they went to school here in the United States. It was a situation where Spanish was not allowed to, you weren't allowed to speak Spanish in schools, 1930s, 1940s. You know, my dad and my mom, you know, they grew up in a time where you could go to stores and see signs, no dogs or Mexicans allowed.
Jesus.
You know, so
your grandparents were Mexican.
My grandparents were from Mexico on both sides. So what happens is that they weren't allowed to speak Spanish, so it's a whole generation of people in the Southwest lost the language, including some of, you know, some members of my family, and others make an effort to go back and learn and to retain some of that culture. So, you know, there's a very distinct line. It's very interesting to see people who came to the United States in the early 1900s as a result of trying to escape the violence of the Mexican Revolution in 1910, like my grandparents did, and the people who came after that. Now there's a lot of bilingual education in California, although they fight over it, but there's still bilingual education. My kids are enrolled in a Spanish immersion program where they learn everything in Spanish from kindergarten to the sixth grade. It's a very big shift. Getting back to the music, it reminds me when Gecko Jones last week said that he hated his parents' music. I think that's a natural inclination, man. You know,
but they listen to Latin music.
My parents listen to Mexican music all the time. My mother loves Mexican music. She loves the rancheras. She loves mariachi. She loves norteño with accordion. She loves all that stuff. And so is my dad. They listened. My mom had the radio on in the morning. It was very distinct. I remember very clearly getting up in the morning before we wake up. My mom had her Mexican music on, and we would get
up. Like who? Like what?
Oh, just mariachi, you know. Okay. There was mariachi stations. There was Spanish language stations in Northern California that would play the early morning mañanitas, some mariachi, and then conjunto music with accordions and all that stuff. So she would listen to that. We would get up and change the channel over to the Top 40 station so we could hear the Jackson 5, we could hear Marvin Gaye, you know, as we got older, then the rock station, Jimi Hendrix, all that. So we were exposed to it, but we weren't really digging it.
So it was like dial wars.
It was definitely dial wars. And that happens now with my kids too, believe it or not. So that's what happened. Like it wasn't like the music wasn't frowned upon or anything. It was just, you know, a culture. We were acculturated, and that's what we were listening to. It wasn't until I was older that I was in high school when I started playing with my uncle's accordion band, believe it or not. He had a band, and I learned how to play drums, so I was playing in that band where I really got a deep appreciation for accordion music and conjunto and the whole culture. Now, when you hear stuff like with Santos, DJ Santos, or even Toy Selector, some of those other musicians, they're using all that stuff that I used to turn off. You know, you're like, oh, we're going to hear that. They're using it now and just, you know, hey, look at this. This is great stuff. Because when you listen to this stuff, it rocks. It rocks hard.
One of the things that amazes me about the Mexican music scene is just the amazing variety, the sheer volume of different genres that are coming out of Mexico. And just like we've heard Ruidosón and Electronica, Mexico has a fantastic rock and punk scene. And I want to introduce you to this band, Neon Walrus, which is kind of like more indie pop. Mm-hmm. And they're making a splash. This is their song, Símbolos.
Para mostrar quién va primero.
I love this song.
You know, it's interesting that it's a part of a long line of history of rock and punk in Mexico and new wave and all that, you know.
It's very new wave. But I also like that, you know, a lot of bands are definitely incorporating the reality of what's happening, you know, especially in northern Mexico with the violence. I mean, they're singing about a war of symbols, and there's one line about five bodiless heads. Rolling, you know, just about the sheer grotesque violence that has been permeating Mexico in many regions.
I think it'll be fascinating to watch how the artistic community reflects what's going on there, because people are losing their lives if they step over the line and are too critical. It's a dangerous time to be able to express that in a band like this. Whenever you do it, you can be safe in Mexico City, theoretically, but stuff happens all over, and I think people have to be careful. It'll be interesting to watch how this is developing and artistically.
Para saber quién va ganando.
Another thing I'm really excited about that I mentioned at the beginning of the show is that we have several female musicians that are just rocking it, including Les Boucherettes.
Coming down on me, I'm staring right at you. Right at you. You're coming down on me, I'm staring right at you. Ooh, right at you. The king is dead on haw, he lays in front of you. In front of you. The king is dead on haw.
Yeah.
No mistaking that sentiment. 2 weeks later, I'm getting sick of you. I know
it's
that
a song
feeling.
We often dedicate to each other in the office space. This is Les Boucherettes from their most recent album, Sin Sin Sin. I never know if I should call it Sin 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 or Sin Sin Sin.
I think it works either way.
This is, they're originally from Guadalajara, and we've discussed that the lead singer, Terry Genderbender, who also does keys and guitar, is absolutely fantastic, and I'm completely in love with her. I think they have like a very Bikini Kill, but almost like more of like a PJ Harvey. So you're usually not into punk rock. What do you think of this?
You know, I like these guys, girls.
Girls! Oh my gosh, we're going to have the same problem.
I like this band, okay? Because I like the energy, I like the feel, I like the message. I kept coming back to this track because I like that heavy sound, a big sound like this with the guitars. I really like it.
They remind me a lot of another Mexican rockera whose name is Jesse Bulbo.
Hay un chico que vive allá, me enamoré de su papá y su nombre le pregunté, dijo cuidado nena, él es salvaje.
See, this sounds more punk than the other song.
She's pretty out there.
Just very punk.
And Jesse Bulbo, I mean, what can I say? This is from Taras Bulba, which came out in 2008. It is one of my favorite Jesse Bulbo songs. I just like that she's quirky to the point of being a little disgusting. You know, she starts off with a story or a song that you think is going to be really sweet. Like here, she's saying, you know, there's a boy who lives on my street, and I think his dad is so She takes a concept, then shoves it in your face, and you never saw it coming. I do want to give a mention to our regular contributor, Carlos Reyes, who also runs the website clubfonograma.com. And he has introduced us to a lot of amazing, not only Mexican artists, but he's introduced us to Jesse Bulbo. And definitely check his website out and check him out on our blog, npr.org/alllatino.
And now for something completely different.
Summer and the underpair, making more than what.
entirely different. Jimena Sariñana is a very young Mexican indie rock singer, indie pop. We're premiering this new track of hers. It's called Shine Down from the self-entitled upcoming album, which is out in August.
You know, it's part of the generation of musicians who are not being particular in expressing their Mexicanness and trying to make music sound like have some kind of trapping of Mexican music. It's just the fact that they're singing makes it Mexican music in
well,
and of
how,
itself.
But how is this Mexican music?
You know, because a Mexican is singing it, I guess. You know, because, you know, and something we haven't even touched on, this is the third song in, you know, of artists singing in English. La Bucharet's in English. Jimena's album is in English.
It's her first English album. Her last album back in 2008, Mediocre, was a huge hit. She's got the voice.
Sure.
Music.
You know, it seems to be straddling the line between house music and like
no.
pop. No, because of the
I just think it's pop with a beat.
That's what
I just
hear.
Want everything to be house music
I want
now.
Everything to be DJ music now. I really liked her last record. It's interesting to see her singing and hear her singing in English.
I will say, for some reason, it doesn't take away from her voice. We've had this conversation about Latin musicians who, when they start singing in English, it's almost like they're making such an effort for the words to sound right that they lose a vocal quality. And, you know, I feel that way about Shakira. I love Shakira in Spanish. Not a big fan of Shakira in English. I think she kind of loses something. This doesn't happen with Jimena. We've been reviewing exciting new music out of Mexico. On the show, we have a special place for classic songs and iconic musicians. And Felix, your next pick is a very iconic Mexican rock musician.
It's Saúl Hernández, and he's from the band Caifanes.
Para entender tu reacción, esa sustancia, tu atracción.
See, just the sound of that voice. Caifanes was one of the first bands that I really fell in love with listening to Rock en Español in the 90s. Okay. I like the voice because it reminds me of the power of that band, Caifanes, and what they did. They just had a reunion here at Viva Latino in Mexico City. They had a reunion at the Coachella Music Festival here last month in Southern California. It's still incredibly popular, the band. And, you know, I have a Caifanes t-shirt, I got all the albums, you know, I really like the band, so this takes me back to that. Now, as for the new music, this is the only single that they've released, it's coming out this month, the new album is called Remando, and this album, it sounds almost commercial power pop in a way.
Yeah, but I'm just perplexed because I'm not a big fan of this song.
Not a fan of this song.
I like Caifanes. I just think this is like a pop ballad. And I like pop. It's not good pop. Do you love it?
I haven't had enough time yet to be crazy about it. I do like it. I like the approach they took. What's interesting is that the guy who produced it is a guy named Don Was. He's a very, very well-known U.S.-based music producer. He produced Rolling Stones, he produced Bonnie Raitt, he produced some jazz records. He's a very interesting producer. I respect Don Was' credentials enough to know that he's only going to work on something to make it sound what he hears in his head and what his artist, in this case Saul Hernandez, hears in their head. This is what they're working on.
Hey.
I want to follow it and see what happens.
We also have a segment every week on this show, the Classic Song of the Week. And here's the idea. If you were just stranded somewhere in the middle of nowhere and you could have one song and, you know, that song would be all you would be able to listen to until, you know, you got rescued, if ever.
If you got rescued.
What would that song be? And Felix, this week you picked something by Santa Sabina.
Tú me hiciste creer. Abriste tus manos como un nido para guardar en ellas mi corazón. Tú me hiciste creer, pasaste una mano por mis ojos para empañar la luz primera y que ya no.
This is a song called Lamento, and we include this song because we unfortunately lost the lead singer, Rita Guerrero, who died last month after being diagnosed with cancer last year. And they've released their first album in 1992, so they're contemporaries of Caifanes, Café Tacuba. They never got as much recognition as the others, but you know, Guerrero's voice is so distinct, and she made it part of that scene back then and of that era. And this song, I think, is very representative of the power of her voice and the emotion of her voice.
She has almost like a Kate Bush, sweet, almost falsetto.
You know, it's interesting you say that too, because the band stayed together through, I think it was about 2005. And then after that, lately, like from that time until just before she got sick, she was doing ancient and medieval music. Like completely unassociated with rock, rock and espanol and popular music. She got into a whole different thing where she's able to use that very distinct voice in a different way. When she died, people like Julieta Venegas, Café Tacuba, Ceci Bastida, they all, you know, sent Twitter messages out. You know, we lost a very powerful singer, a very big part of the Latin alternative movement. And, you know, a lot of these people were friends with her. I think some of these younger musicians looked to her as a role model.
What a lovely way to end the show. Thank you so much, Felix.
That was nice. I really like bringing that one in.
Special thanks to our super producers, Jessica Goldstein and Mike Katzeff.
And as always, you can leave your comments on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and El Twitter.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. This has been Alt Latino.
para que guardes mi muerte como